didn't work out for Connacht today. Pete, Benetton were very impressive there at times and maybe handled the heat a bit better, but in general seized their chances and took them.
Yeah, certainly tough conditions. You know, we were determined coming in that wouldn't be an excuse for us. But it's certainly tough. But I think, you know, the better team won. And I don't feel like we lacked effort. But I think certainly some of the errors that coughed up possession, coughed up three tries in the first half, which is going to be tough from any game, let alone a knockout game away from home. So I think we have to acknowledge a lot of those errors came on the back of Benetton's pressure. I thought their kicking game was excellent, as we know it is. I thought the pressure at the ruck and the kick chase line arriving, you know, it meant we were constantly firefighting in that, and with that becomes, you know, with that comes errors. So, as I said, it wasn't for lack of trying. I'm proud of the lads' effort, but we just weren't accurate enough today, and I think Benetton got reward for that pressure.
I said in commentary, I thought Jack Carty was missed today just to control the game a bit, especially when it was getting a bit hot and heavy in the first half. Maybe his cool head might have helped a little bit.
Possibly. I mean, we never know. I was pleased with JJ's game overall. I think the attacking opportunities we did get, and there were enough little tacklers beaten or half shoulders and a little offload through contact that we had plenty of opportunity to do more with those. And I think JJ was key to that. I didn't feel there were times where we were overworking in attack. I think, if anything, I would have liked a couple of other players just to be in slightly different spots to give JJ a few more bullets to fire, I suppose. So, look, happy with how we managed the game overall. It's always going to be tough and in this heat. But as I said, we've coughed up three tries there first half, from either letting a ball bounce or a tap back from a kick, or, you know, a first phase play that we didn't get right. And, you know, you maybe can survive one of those, but to have three and a half, you know, it gives the opposition a pretty strong foothold. And that was the difference in the end.
Well, that was the winning margin, really. I mean, it seemed that Tiernan was going to catch that ball, and then he was called off and the tap back didn't work. And Dave Heffernan won't want to see that one again. And I think as well, they got, you know, Connacht made a great start and then you had a yellow card almost immediately, and they got 12 points on the back of the yellow card as well. That's one of those, maybe, was that an unfortunate yellow card? I mean, it's just one of those ones, always going to be a yellow card, but they seized that chance.
No, they did, and again, credit to Benetton in that, and in being able to sort of assert that pressure and change the momentum, because as you said, we had a great start, you know, to score early, but also to score a maul try against a, you know, pretty much international pack. I think, you know, it makes a really big statement early in the game, similar to our time over in Poe last week, and, you know, that's a great starting point to build on. So the yellow card took the sting out of it a little bit for us. We certainly shipped points in that period. There wasn't anything malicious about it, but you know, as you know, in this day and age, it's you know, it's worst case scenario, and they worked their way back from there. So, you know, Benetton capitalised on that. You know, and we probably never able to change gear for long enough periods. I still think we played some really good stuff at times. I think we defended really well at times. I thought the different bits of our game showed what they could do, but Benetton were better at doing that for sustained periods. And as I said, that pressure in the end was telling.
Matthew Devine, when he came on, looked quite impressive, and I'm just wondering, just from watching, Caelan looks a bit tired. He's played a lot of rugby this season. Will that be somewhere you'll have to look for a decision next week, because it comes around fairly quickly again, and you're into a run now of, well, two must-win URC games, one of which is home, and they are against the two, in inverted commas, worst teams in the competition results-wise. So it's an opportunity to get back on the horse pretty quickly, but you might have to. Would you be looking to change it up a little bit, or is it?
Yeah, look, we'll certainly have a think about it. I think always knowing that we're coming off three really tough physically and competitively, three really tough away games with the travel involved, you know, it was always going to be, in fact, we might need to freshen up a little bit next week for Zebre at home. That said, we don't want to make wholesale change in what essentially will be a bit of a short week for us. We'll have, you know, a lower intensity session on the Tuesday and a higher intensity session on the Thursday. So the game will come around quickly. But looking at the physical effort today, and some of those collisions and certainly the heat, we'll have a really close look at those guys and how everyone fronts up on sort of Monday through to Tuesday morning, and we'll make some decisions around that. But as you said, I thought Matty Devine was terrific, honestly. I think you know, he got his experience of the Champions Cup there away in Lyon briefly, but you know, we've got faith in him, and, you know, to throw him in there with, I think, you know, 25 minutes plus to go showed that we wanted to see him and see what he could do and let him impact the game. And I thought the speed that he got to the breakdowns with, thought the quality of his passing on the whole was great and offered us a threat around those fringes. So Blady has played a lot of rugby this season, you know, partly due to Cullen Riley's injury that ruled him out for a long time. But as I said, he's so important to us as well in terms of the leadership and the quality that he brings. So look, we'll assess everyone, but you know, Matthew Devine certainly done his cause no harm at all.
And how easy or stroke difficult is it going to be to park this to get ready? I know it's a short week. You're flying back this evening, which is a little bit of a help, but it's you know, it's a big game, next second last home game in the current version of the Dexcom Stadium as well. How do you park this? I mean, you have to look at it, but it's kind of over now. And it's a different challenge next week compared to a knockout game, and it won't be as hot.
It certainly won't be as hot. Look, it's crucial we do just move on. You know, I think we have to look at those errors. I think we have to look at how we could have played better. Otherwise, you know, the whole pain of this defeat is fruitless. You know, we've got to take something from it, and we've got to grow again. And that doesn't temper any of the disappointment. But you know, we've certainly got to use what we can from this game to get ourselves better. We always talked about this two-week block, Benetton in the Challenge Cup into Zebre at home. We joined those two up, and you know, as I said, we were lucky enough to charter over here. And as I think I said to you guys in the week, that was to give us the best possible chance here against Benetton, but equally it was to make sure that we return to Galway in good shape and we're set up for success against Zebre. So it's crucial for us. We've already talked about it in the changing room, and you never ask a player to flick a switch and just forget about it. They process defeats and disappointing performances in their own way, but we do need to flick that switch after about 24 hours. And we need to realise, which I think the lads already do, how important that Zebre game is for us, both in terms of our URC ambitions, but also to make sure we're playing European rugby in the Champions Cup next year.